This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
So you get drafted, right, in the first round, and then you say, well, I'll go through the minor leagues, and then I'll make it to the majors at some point, hopefully soon. Hopefully soon is a couple months later for young Garrett Crochet, 21 years old, the left-hander with the fastball and the wipeout slider, who comes out of the University of Tennessee to the Chicago White Sox. 11th overall, 2020 draft. He's out of the state of Mississippi. Talking to him a little bit during the early part of the pandemic, just for about 20 minutes on Skype. He is a very confident young man. He believes in his abilities. He's got a nasty slider. And you see Chris Sale reaching the majors the year being drafted back in 2010. There have been some comparisons, not from Sox people, but just the profile of Crochet. Tall, slender, lefty with a wipeout slider to a guy like Chris Sale. 0-2, 100, strike three. Garrett Crochet, keep that baseball. His first major league strikeout.
Jason Benetti's pretty good at broadcasting, and the fact that he can spit some of that stuff top of the dome, pretty good. It's pretty good. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. By the way, I noticed this, and I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. We want to make sure that people can get home safe. American Taxi Dispatch is actually right outside here at the Links in Lindenhurst, and they're offering discounts on any ride. American Taxi covers the entire Chicagoland area with excellent fixed rates to and from the airports. Download the app, book online, or call 847-673-1000. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram, where new discounts are always being posted. I saw the car, and I was like, I thought someone was actually waiting for a ride. It was nice to see that our friends from American Taxi are,
hey man,
are out there taking care of the people here in Lindenhurst. Saw the mayor of Lindenhurst. Mayor Dom was out here saying hello.
Yeah, Mayor Dom says things are going well in Lindenhurst. Got a new Ace Hardware that just moved in a couple of weeks ago right here. And the folks from the Ace Hardware are out here making brats and burgers for everybody.
Which are free.
Got a soft spot for Ace Hardware, man.
I know, you work there.
My days at Armitage Hardware at Armitage in Sheffield, my first job ever in Chicago, man. That was my spot. But, yeah, that's a beautiful thing because everybody's out here drinking, relaxing, having a good time. They're all one drink deeper than they were when we walked in.
Did you settle up?
Not yet. I'm a little frightened, but that's okay.
You should be.
But, I mean, you know, you can't take the slot good fortune and just leave, especially when you're going to announce to everybody here that you had the good fortune.
You didn't have to. That's why I said $200.
Yeah, good call by you.
The tax man coming.
Yeah, that's true.
My man.
That's
great.
Ibsen? Eugene O'Neill, right?
I think that's right.
The tax man cometh.
You gotta take care of it. You know what I'm saying?
So Benetti there talking about Garrett Crochet when he was drafted, and we've talked about this, Lawrence. Drafting Crochet like the White Sox did, huge organizational win.
Yep.
It's like the dream of what you want to get out of a top 10 pick. You know, let's take a guy, had some arm trouble. Let's see if he can do some stuff as a reliever. All right, well, he's had the arm trouble. He's missed some time now. let's try and make him a starter. Let's give him a chance to do it. And he's great.
Yep.
Like, truly dominant, great. And because you suck as a big league club and your organization is so barren, you got to have an auction and send him on his way.
You're so far away.
Yes.
From being good that a young, good left-hander, not something that you could go forward with and extend and have and build around, because you're so far away. You need so much that a guy like Garrett Crochet doesn't matter for you, even though it's a dream scenario. It's a win organizationally.
Yep.
And this is exactly the type of guy that you should invest in and extend, and hopefully him play the majority, if not all of his career, in your uniform.
All the makings of a front of the rotation ace to carry you for a good long while. Worth the investment and everything. And yes, you're so far away that you have to deal him. Garrett Crochet was on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with a friend of the show and Odyssey teammate Rob Bradford. It's a great podcast. Baseball Isn't Boring. And I listened to this on the way up and wanted to make sure that people heard it. There's a couple short pieces here. The first one is Crochet trying to describe his emotions, or kind of lack of emotions, at coming back to Chicago as a member of the Red Sox today.
I don't know if it's a big deal or not.
No, I'm not really thinking of it too much like that. It's I was there for a while, but at the same time not that long, because I had so much injuries over the years. There's been a lot of turnover while I was there and in the 6 months I've been gone, so it's you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
This is a weird question, but does it seem like a long time ago? You know, like, I know it's only been, you've only been
right,
3 months,
right.
But still, there's a lot has happened in the last few months.
Yeah, it does. I do have great memories there, but I also, like, am totally indifferent. I'm just very indifferent about the situation, to be honest. Like, and it's nothing against them or anything like that. It's kind of just, I don't know, because typically I am like a, you know, an emotional guy. Like, I pitch with emotion. It's like I have a lot of gratitude for them, but I really have no emotion about the situation.
Jeez.
So is that weird or what? I'm listening to that. I'm like, he's indifferent about it. He's got no emotions. And he's obviously being careful not to say something also.
Well, remember, there was that weird stuff with him and Getz. Remember, like, last year, there was the weird thing where he said one thing about whether or not he was available for trades, and then Getz said something else.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's some of that in there. And I understand his point, too, about, well, I mean, I wasn't really in Chicago a ton, but to be in an organization and not have anything to say about it, for them to be nondescript.
This is the homecoming game or the revenge game or the what?
The welcome back.
The welcome back, and he's got nothing. He's got nothing. And so I'm listening to that thinking, that's odd. What's going on there? And then a couple minutes later, you know, they talk about the fact that he just signed this 8-year extension with the Red Sox, and Rob Bradford asks Garrett Crochet, did he think he was going to be a White Sox for life? Long term, did he think he was going to be a White Sox player?
From the moment you're drafted, you're looking towards, I mean, you're not looking towards it. From the moment you're drafted, you're looking towards debuting. Once you debut, now you're figuring out what arbitration is for the first time, because guys in the clubhouse are going through it. And then as you kind of start to hear about that, I feel like I was looking forward to that. And then once I hit arb with them, it was like, okay, next step's free agency.
Mm. Business takes over.
Right.
And like, oh, I'm going to wear this uniform forever.
I think that, you know, after being drafted, it was like, maybe that was a thought, like, be there forever. But I feel like once you get into a big league clubhouse and it's like 21 playing with Encarnacion, I don't know how old he was at the time, probably 36, 37, 38. And it's like, you know, he's been with tons of different teams, has had a great career, and it's like, more often than not, unless you're, you know, Konerko or Veritek, it's like, not many people are spending their entire career with one team.
No. Was there a guy that you talked to, you remember early on about that dynamic? Or
Not necessarily, because, you know, it's like I said, I'm with guys that have been, you know, all across the league. It's like Liam in the bullpen in 21 was on, like, his, I don't know, seventh org or something like that. But then it's like, we also have, you know, Cody Hoyer, Aaron Bummer, you know, who were drafted by the team. And then, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of just like, I'm trying to find a reason, but that thought was never in my mind.
That thought was never in my mind that he was going to be a White.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Socks for life. Man, you put those two things together. You listen to that. You hear him talk about how quickly it became about the business and he was looking forward to free agency. And then what you added, Lawrence, about how last year he was like, yeah, I'm available in trade. And Getz was like, no, we're not really talking about it and blah, blah, blah. This is a dude who decided pretty early on that he was going to be long-term somewhere else.
Well, I'm of two minds on this. It makes me sad to hear him say that because you would hope that everyone would have an experience that they would want to extend. And like the dream that all of us that have any sort of dream of being on a major league team or pro team is, I want to play there forever, right? And all of us have those feelings because these are the teams that we care about. When we're talking to the Score listener, they care about the Cubs. They care about the White Sox, right? So there's that part of it, and it feels like, ooh, that doesn't feel great to hear, but I understand it. And I understand it because of what happened with Chris Bryant. And you saw the light kind of go out in his eyes when he realized, oh, yeah. Oh, so I'm really good. I might be the best player in the National League. But somehow, I ended up back in Iowa because they wanted to have my rights for another year. Mm-hmm. And if you're someone like Garrett Crochet and you're growing up around that time and you're watching baseball and you're saying, it's a game, but it's a business. So I understand where he's coming from. The thing that I find shocking about this and disheartening, and I don't want to throw shade at Garrett Crochet. I understand where he's coming from.
There's some people on the text lines already throwing shade at Garrett Crochet.
I understand where he's coming from, but there is no connective tissue for him that came to mind?
Nothing.
Like, not someone in the clubhouse, not a scout, not the fans. Like, there is nothing.
There's been so much turnover, man. Like, when he at the beginning, there's Renteria in his life, and then there's La Russa, and then there's Pedro, and so there's Han, and then there's Getz, and there's all this turnover, and there's no identity of his experience. There a lot of times, Lawrence, like kids who come up when they're good, like they come up with a bunch of their brethren that are also good, and they're all like hitting the bigs at the same time. You see it in Baltimore, you see it in teams all over the place, and you're like, all right, man, this is us. He referenced it. Hoyer got hurt. Bummer was good, but in the bullpen, whatever. Like, he's got no connective tissue with this place.
But
sad to me.
It's sad to me, and I understand what you're saying. It's sad to me because even if it isn't the ideal situation, even if things go wrong, and for Garrett, they did. You know, he got hurt, then things got weird. He was there in a playoff series. Then things started getting weird. And then he got hurt. And so there's a lot there. But inside of that, there was nothing that reached him. And that makes me sad for him.
Yeah, man.
That even inside of, we've all had bad situations at work at some point. But even if you did, there was something. There's some sort of like trauma bonding that element that you can do. You know, like I joke about what my time was like when I was producing the morning show, and it wasn't always great.
Mm-hmm.
But I had Maddie, you know, and I had Rock Mamola. Like I had guys that
you need dudes with you.
Absolutely.
And he didn't have that.
And even in those bad times, even in what I would consider like dark times, I can still remember a funny moment or being appreciative of what it is that you had, or Fred saying something kind to me, like something like that.
I got
and
you.
And the fact that Garrett,
he can't think of anything.
That Garrett, and you can hear him.
Oh, he's cycling through.
He's going through it.
He's just naming teammates, grasping, thinking like maybe this guy was fun. Let me see. I wonder if Sox fans, and we can of course ask Shane and Tanny as our resident voices on this in some ways. It's like, you hear that. Does that make you mad at the White Sox for not being anything he wants to cling to, or mad at Garrett Crochet for not clinging to your favorite team over these past few years?
Yeah, I can start. I can't be mad at Garrett Crochet because I think part of why he feels that way is I don't think Sox fans, we could ever truly embrace Garrett Crochet because we knew he was going to be good. Right. And then, but you also knew, because you're informed by what happened with Chris Sale, that he likely wasn't going to be around here long term. So I think maybe he never felt that embraced by the fans, because I know certainly when Chris Sale was here, I made it a point to attend Chris Sale's final start because we love Chris Sale, you know, and even though it ended badly, he was a dominant pitcher and
still is.
Yeah, I know, only a decade later, right?
Yeah,
so like, so, but I think that forever changed White Sox fans' perspective, because you saw Chris Sale, had he stayed in a White Sox uniform, would have been the greatest pitcher in franchise history, right? Because he was on his trajectory before he got traded, right? So seeing that guy go, I think Sox fans know that, you know, the ownership's not going to pay a premium for pitching. I grew up like being devastated when Jack McDowell left, you know, and I was lucky that, you know, I was, you know, one of the biggest Mark Burley fans, that they kept Mark Burley. Not till the very end. He probably should have retired a White Sox, but that's not how it happened. But they still gave him an extension in the middle of it, right?
But you remember, Tanny, there were some moments. It's one of my favorite White Sox memories, like with my dad. Like, I remember when there was talk of Burley being traded, and I said to my dad, I was like, hey, they might trade Burley. We should go see him one more time. And my father was like, okay, let's go. So we went and we sat out in the left field bleacher. I think we were actually in the 108, watching Burley, because we were worried that it was going to be the last time that we'd see him pitch in a White Sox uniform.
Uh-huh.
So even with Burley, there were moments where you're like, wait, are they – they're going to get rid of one of the most favorite players of all time.
And if you're Crochet, you know, as you're coming up, that they don't keep guys like you.
And one more thing on Burley, very important. They chose to send him to Toronto, right? Or he ended up in Toronto. I can't remember if Toronto was before Miami. he couldn't take his pit bulls to Toronto. The White Sox forced the Burley family to allegedly euthanize their pit bulls because they couldn't take him to Toronto because there's a ban on pit bulls. So not only did you lose him in Chicago,
we killed
lost
his dog.
That's not right. He was,
that's not allegedly on euthanizing.
He went to Miami first, didn't he?
I'm just saying he didn't have to leave the White Sox to one day end up in Toronto to then lose his pit bulls.
Okay,
but
yeah.
There's the one thing that sucks here. Is to know that talented players can come into your favorite organization as a fan, look around and say, actually, no, I'm good. I don't like what's going on here.
It still bothers me, though, and I know it bothers Tanny, so I want to give him a little bit of space. Like, you know me, I am in a real love-hate relationship with the White Sox right now. And it bothers me that Dave O'Brien is out here popping off. It bothers me that there are probably other people who are out here popping off. And it's no fault of theirs.
Oh, dude. Like what O'Brien and Middlebrook said is the talk all around the league.
They deserve it. Yeah, they do.
They do deserve it, but there is still enough Southsider in me that I am angrier than I'm even letting on about this. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna put my feud with the White Sox on pause for the weekend. I hope they kick the snot out of the Red Sox this weekend. I hope Dave O'Brien's got to wear that quote forever.
You going to go?
Maybe.
60 degrees tomorrow?
Maybe Sunday. I'm thinking maybe Sunday I'll go by.
I mean, it's Passover, so I can't go. Ed Farmer wishes me well. He wants to make sure I drive home safe, which I appreciate, but it's not a good time to go to the game.
But look, Tanny is a really good barometer. He is a great White Sox fan, and he is way less emotional than most people.
And I tell the humidity based on Tanny, so he is a good barometer.
So, yes, it's very important. But you're mad about this too, right?
A good manometer.
Yeah,
as well.
I kind of disassociated last season because I saw where it was going. You know, I basically stopped watching. You know, I was very upset about the Benetti thing, and then you see the product on the field. And you watch the broadcast, and you're like, you know what? This is not for me this year. This is not a year that I have to lock in and watch the Sox. And that sucked. Didn't go to a game the entire year. But this year, I kind of felt the optimism. I see what they're trying to do from an organizational standpoint, right? So, like, I'm paying more attention than I did a year ago at this time. But when you see stuff like that during the Boston broadcast and all the other things that have happened in the last calendar year, them being a national punchline, it makes you angry. I said in the group thread last night, how many more years do we have to put up with this stuff?
At least two. At a minimum two.
I don't know if I can make it that long, man. You know, like, I put a lot aside by trying to embrace what they're doing because they've got a lot of talented young arms. And that's why I'm not so broken up about this Crochet thing, because that's the one thing they have done is develop young pitching. They just won't pay for it once it truly blossoms, and that's whatever. I'd prefer, you know, develop some bats, why don't you? I just wonder how much longer we have to put up with this and being a national punchline, because, like, this is something, I've rooted for this team my whole life, you know, unlike other people on the show that, you know, they grew up maybe not rooting for them, or they switch sides even in their 30s, you know, Shane, in case that wasn't obvious.
What the hell are you talking about, brother?
It stings, man. I get tired of it. Like, when that play happened with the Pirates the other day where they smashed into each other, you see, you know, the video on social media, watch this embarrassing baseball play, and my gut is always like, oh God, what did they do now? Is it us? Like, oh, thank God it was the Pirates. Sorry,
you're
Greg Brown.
Fan. You're an abused fan.
And the thing is that I get that having any sort of anger towards anyone who is pointing out the obvious is counterproductive.
No, yeah, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I just
where the anger should be pointed towards the organization and ownership. But there is I do think that is very. I think there is something about it that is terribly White Sox fandom to be like, I'm so tired. Like, the rallying around being a Sox fan versus necessarily rallying around the White Sox. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I do, because it's the culture of being a fan with everything that goes on there and all the groups that go on there. You mentioned the 108, those the things that, like, guys like that have going, and all the food and the vibe and the ballpark experience. That's still fun. That's you're rallying around that and rallying around that identity.
Well, to be honest, for many years, Speaks, like the identity, and Lawrence can verify this, like for many years, the identity of being a White Sox fan was being a little bit miserable.
Yep.
But also, yes. But leaning into it and embracing some of the positives, like, oh, I get to stretch out at games or whatever. You get your dollar dogs and you get your half price Mondays and you see a great player like Frank Thomas. But like 2005 changed all that. And then you realize how good it could be when things were good and how, like, what an actual bonding experience was like with strangers. And, like, it took baseball fandom for a lot of us to a whole new level. And all we want to do is experience that again.
Yes.
Like, not even a World Series, but, like, trying to get back is what we want.
Yeah, good month would be nice.
You guys know that I'm a numbers guy, not a fan, a meatball fan, right? I've always been a numbers guy. Are you familiar with what EBITDA is? The metric EBITDA.
It's a great play about Eva Perón.
Yes.
And then...
Don't cry for me, Argentina!
Exactly.
He couldn't wait. You set him up, Lauren.
Sorry. This is the most damning point. EBITDA stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. You would think that that number should be higher, right? You should have a positive EBITDA, all of your money before the taxes... The other stuff, all of the stuff that you have to pay is taken out.
Yeah,
that's always higher.
To be clear, Shane's always been a financial acronym guy.
Yes.
Like, don't you think so?
That we go to for financial
advice.
Thoughts.
Yes. Yeah, no,
he's been very helpful.
Yeah, you should not do that. The White Sox.
He just said, don't look at your 401k. And I was like,
that's a good answer. Good answer.
I wouldn't right now.
He said, Speaks.
No, your portfolio. Yeah.
He said, Speaks, go play that slot machine before the show.
And that was good financial
advice. And look how it worked out.
All right, so EBITDA.
The White Sox are one of three teams in MLB with a negative EBITDA.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.